The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, the Department of Foreign Affairs said it wants to secure the supply of 4,500 woolen scarves, each with what the department describes as a distinctive and uniquely Irish artistic character, to give to European dignitaries when Ireland takes on the EU presidency during the summer. So what is the symbol of Ireland? Is this a good idea for a present? We're joined by Darren Kennedy, broadcaster and style expert. Darren, what do you think of a scarf as a present?
You know, when I first saw it, I thought, that's a bit lacking character and interest. But on reflection, I actually think, given the parameters here, it's a pretty good choice. If you think of, you know, it is a little soft cultural export here. Mm. And these dignitaries obviously are very important people, but you have to consider lots of factors. I mean, they're obviously going to be, the gift itself has to be a unisex gift. It has to be something that's easy to transport, that's light, that's not going to break. So when you actually boil it down, I think the scarf is a fairly good option.
Yeah, we do have some amazing companies here making really nice scarves, don't we?
We do. And that's the thing. And I think it really links it back to, you know, Ireland as a place of craftspeople, of our identity to that handmade quality. You know, so you're talking about weaving, obviously crystal, pottery, wood. They would all be other options. But it ties very much into what's happening now. You know, obviously Irish linen is the best in the world. But then we've the likes of J.W. Anderson now at Dior, who's like really leading the charge and using Irish textiles.
I suppose the one thing I do wonder about, and we have some beautiful, as I say, amazing companies here, Foxford Woolen Mills, is it McNutt in Donegal, and there's Gore, I mean, I'm only naming a couple of them there, but a woolen scarf in July is a bit odd, is it not?
Well, you don't need to tie it to seasonality.
But you are given it in that season, the summer season.
Yeah, but I think what are your alternatives? You know, again, going back to, I think it being a diplomatic gift, it needs to be practical. It needs to be something that's not fragile. And it's also, it avoids any cliches or novelty items as well. So I think it's fine. And, you know, scarves are something that everyone needs at some point or other in the year. Yeah, if you're, you know, if the diplomats are traveling back to lovely sunny Spain or wherever it might be, they're not going to get immediate wear out of it. But it's still, I still feel it's actually a good choice. As boring as it sounds, I think it's one of those things that you get a gift of a scarf, you kind of go, oh, that's a bit boring, but it always comes in handy. And it's linking, you know, it is linking that identity as, you know, quality materials, craftsmanship, linking it back to the land, which is very important. So actually, I think it's quite an elegant choice.
And I suppose the other thing about it is it has to be a big number. I mean, it has to be something you can easily have a big number. We were talking earlier about that amazing present that Bertie Ahern got for the Paisleys on their wedding anniversary. And it was a walnut bowl or whatever with a tree from the Battle of the Boyne inside. And it blew the Paisleys away. They absolutely loved it. But if you're given 4,500 presents, you've got to go for something that's, you know, a little more standard, don't you?
And also the budget here is not massive. I think it's something like 30 euro per
gift. Yeah, 30 euro a pop, yeah.
For what it's worth, I think, because I was thinking about this and I was a bit like you, Darren. I was kind of going, oh, is it a bit boring? And then I couldn't really come up with a better one. And I was, you know, and I have a couple of Aran knit kind of scarves and I love them, in different colours. And this one is apparently going to be some shade of green. And they're saying, you know, it could be moss, it could be heather, it could be, you know, sage or emerald, but it would be something Irishy. A hand knitted, and I know it'll be, you know, mass produced, but that, the idea of a hand knitted kind of an Aran-y scarf, I kind of like it. And I think it is a timeless and sort of very quintessentially Irish thing.
I do. And I even think, you know, and that's us looking at it from the Irish perspective. I think when you look at it through a lens of someone who's, you know, who's not from here, it actually has an even greater significance. Mm. You know, it is that little piece of heritage, that little piece of Ireland, which is practical. Because I was also thinking, I was like, well, what are the alternatives?
I was going to ask you, if they came to you, because you are a style guru, a style icon. If they came to you and said, Darren, we just are really stuck. We need a present. It's got to go to 3,500 people, about 30 quid a pop. What would you have said?
Well, you know, firstly, I was going towards jewellery, actually. Again, I was trying to think of something that is unisex and would appeal to all. But then the issue with that is, like, even something like a brooch or a cladded chain or a bracelet or something along those lines.
Somebody's suggesting that in the text, a cladded brooch would be more appropriate.
That kind of outrules men, though, doesn't it? Largely.
It does, yeah, it leans a little bit more feminine. I do agree. You know, it leans more into the female realm, I think. But also, for under 30 euro, you're not really going to get the quality that you want. And the last thing you want is to gift someone something and then it breaks like 3 weeks later or three months later.
Part of the contract of this is it has to last for at least 12 months. I certainly know all my Irani scarves have lasted for donkey's years. There is also that kind of moment that Irish is having, that kind of Irish culture is having a bit of a moment in many ways. Lots of people would have said that Colin Farrell's jumper in The Banshees of Inisherin deserved an Oscar as well as the, you know, the various actors and stuff.
Yes.
So people like this look and they do associate. People know that's an Irish thing. They know that knitwear thing is Irish, I think. I think they've done all right here.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting. There is a small company called Inish Man, and it's based obviously in the Aran Islands, and their Arans have just exploded now. They're one of their exclusive kind of retailers is Mr. Porter, which anyone in the fashion world will know is huge. And again, they take only the best brands and quality. So it is. It's
and there are loads
culturally.
Of like, Urban Aran is very cool as well. Ireland's Eye Knitwear is very cool. Laura Chambers Cashmere, like Irish knitwear competes on a world stage and is considered to be of really high, like, you know, really high quality.
Well, it is the best
quality.
In the world, if you ask me. Yeah, it is. And that's the thing. It's like you were giving something of quality, and it did make me chuckle that line about it needs to be durable for at least 12 months. I kind of thought that was quite funny.
Yeah, until the next presidency is over and they've forgotten where they got it from. Listen, we better leave it there. Darren Kennedy, broadcaster, style guru, thank you indeed for talking to us. A listener says, why are they getting gifts? Already getting free accommodation, etc. Come on. It's important.
It's also like almost like a shop window. You spend 30 quid, but people have it in their drawer for years and go, oh, Irish knitwear is amazing.
Who knows, one day you might need to ring that person and say, look, we need your help on a vote on an EU matter or something.
You say, remember the scarf.
Yeah, it's soft. I'm not saying the scarf is going to persuade them.
I think you're fully right. Glenn, though, is pretty funny. He goes, never mind scarves. Should be umbrellas.
Yeah, well, not with the wind of the next couple of days. An umbrella wouldn't be much use, Glenn, but I see where you're coming from.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.